Insight, supporting the visually impaired. www.berkshirevision.org.uk, charity number 114-6413. So what's inside Insight? Page 2, hello from the new Chair of Trustees. Page 3, the bulletin board, which is new. Page 4, activities update. Page 6, eyes on our future. Page 8, meet our employability mentor, Ethan. Page 12, the day we caught the train, that's by Daisy. Page 14, understanding deaf blindness, and so much more.
Hello, from your new Chair of Trustees, Jane Vase. After a career spanning several decades in all things relating to eye health education that's taken me around the world from a base in Berkshire, I am super excited to take on this local role to help drive this wonderful charity onwards and upwards. As an eye care professional, I may physically have sat in a chair opposite you, but as Chair of Trustees for Berkshire Vision, I aim to sit side by side with our members and ensure your needs are at the centre of everything we strive to do. I have had the privilege to meet many of you over the last 2 years, whilst volunteering for a variety of activities, including walks, golf, children's tennis, telephone befriending, and sight loss awareness training. My favourite quote is from William Cowper, an English poet. Variety is the very spice of life that gives it all its flavour. I love variety, and I love the outdoors, especially in the summer. And as we get out and about more, I'm keen to hear more of your views about things that matter to you.
Raffle tickets are now on sale for the big charity draw. So if you want to be in with a chance of winning £1,000 in John Lewis vouchers while supporting the running of our services, do speak to a member of staff and at an activity or when they are supporting you through our other services about buying some. Bulletin board, the latest news from Berkshire Vision. Living Well with Sight Loss course. Next dates, Tuesday the 4th and Thursday the 6th of October 2022. 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Call us on 01189 872803 to find out more or book your place. In July, we held an art exhibition of our members' work. We invited local funders, dignitaries and businesses to highlight the work that we do. Thank you to those that allowed us to exhibit their art. And there's a picture of our art exhibitors. We are delighted to share that we are the Oracle Shopping Centre's charity partner for the next year. If you use our website, you might have noticed a new accessibility tool. It can increase the size of text, change contrast, colour and more. You can find it on the left-hand side of the screen and it will toggle down as you scroll. We'll be making a few other changes to our website over the next few months to help you access information more easily. We are no longer collecting used stamps or coins, so please do not send them to Middleton House. There are still lots of ways to support our work without spending any money, such as shopping through Amazon Smile or easy fundraising.
Activities Update by Hannah Lennox. What a summer it has been. The activities programme is in full swing and we have seen the return of several seasonal sports, including tennis, golf and swimming. It has been wonderful to enjoy the warmer weather, with free boat trips and picnics that have enabled individuals from different areas of the county to meet one another. In June, we boarded the Rose of Hungerford to cruise along the River Kennet whilst enjoying a cream tea provided by the Tutti Pole. We also had boat trips running from Caversham and Runnymede and picnics at Dinton Pastures, Thatcham Nature Reserve and Alexander Gardens in Windsor. The various social groups, 18 to 35, dual sensory loss, Mid Berkshire, West Berkshire and Activise, have been busy exploring new and exciting opportunities, including go-karting, escape rooms, chocolate workshop, learning to use a pottery wheel, and museum tours. Please refer to the monthly calendar to explore the range of activities on offer to meet different needs, ages, and areas. Our members have been busy planting and gardening in two raised beds at Shaw House. It has been wonderful to witness everyone getting stuck in, whether they have green fingers or not. To showcase everyone's hard work, the raised beds have been entered into a local competition called Newbury in Bloom. Autumn will soon be upon us, which will mean the return of our indoor sports as well as some theatre trips. If you have not yet joined us for activities, the team would love to welcome you. Please call us on the office to find out more. Photos on the page show learning to use a pottery wheel, cruising along the River Kennet, our 18 to 35 group go-karting, the raised beds at Shaw House, and a group tandem cycling.
Eyes on our future, supporting you to explore new opportunities. If you're looking to build your confidence, learn new skills or try something new, but you're not sure where to start, we can help. One-to-one support. Our Eyes on the Future project offers you one-to-one support to help you plan where you are right now, where you want to be, what you would like to do, and how to get there. This could be a college course, a volunteering opportunity, or a work placement or a job. Workshops. As well as the one-to-one support, we run workshops on a wide variety of topics, including confidence, planning and organising, new opportunities, volunteering and work placements. We also have guest speakers who share their journeys as visually impaired people in work. You can read about one of our guest speakers, Ethan, on page 8 and 9. Work opportunities. If you're looking to enter training, work placements and employment, we can provide support and guidance to you and help with access to work, technology and training. If you would like to find out more about how we can help you explore these opportunities, please get in touch with Kerry on 0118 987 2803 or email employability@berkshirevision.org.uk. Ashley's volunteering journey. Photo: Ashley, Jenny and Percy the guide dog. Ashley lost his sight at 5 years old. He contracted hydrocephalus, a condition where fluid accumulates in the brain, and whilst in hospital he caught meningitis. Ashley is totally blind in one eye and has only 1.5% vision in the other, and sometimes his sight goes completely. For example, he might be able to see a lamppost and then it might disappear. Ashley struggled with his sight loss diagnosis for a long time, but realised he had to take control and make changes. His GP referred him to Berkshire Vision and started the process of getting Ashley a guide dog. Slowly, everything started to fall into place and he took hold of his life and accepted his sight loss. Within 6 months, Ashley had moved into a flat with Percy, his wonderful golden Labrador guide dog. He met Charlotte, his wife, and they got married in summer 2019 with Percy as the ring bearer. Ashley is supported by Jenny, one of our sight loss support officers, and more recently Ashley has been working with our employability officer as he is keen to get back into work after his health caused him to be signed off in 2008. Ashley started with some volunteering in a charity shop to allow him to build up his confidence. This was working really well for Ashley and he was enjoying having a purpose again. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic, the charity shop closed in early 2021. Ashley had, however, proven to himself and was taken on by his old manager in a new charity shop in Newbury. Having built up his confidence and gained valuable skills and experience, Ashley is now working with us to seek paid employment.
Employability mentor, Ethan. Ethan is one of our employability mentors, working with Kerry, our employability officer, to help and inspire our members to build confidence to explore the options that are available to them. These could be college courses, volunteering opportunities, or looking at ways back into employment. Ethan's 25 years old and comes from the northeast coast of Scotland. Both Ethan and his brother have retinitis pigmentosa, although they both have very different experiences of it. Being diagnosed at the age of 5, Ethan's expression of RP has primarily affected his peripheral vision, but in recent years has begun to affect his central vision. From an early age, Ethan knew that he wanted to be an engineer. He worked hard at school and with the help of a scribe and went on to university at age 17 to study chemical engineering in Edinburgh. In 2014, Ethan started his 5-year integrated master's degree and managed very well for the first couple of years. The university was very supportive and he was able to use adjustments on his PC to help his vision, as well as extra accommodations for exams. However, in the 4th year, Ethan experienced a significant degeneration of his sight and he found that it was necessary for more and more technical adaptations to study effectively. This rapid decline of his vision was quite a shock to Ethan. He felt like a rug had been pulled out from underneath his feet and that everything became more challenging. At the end of his 4th year, Ethan had failed several modules. The university was very supportive, and due to the mitigating circumstances, he was able to resit the year to reattempt the 4 modules that he'd failed. He passed these with excellent grades and graduated in June 2019, opting to take the bachelor's degree. After graduation, Ethan started to look for jobs and had several unsuccessful attempts, but these were not due to his vision. He finally found a job in Berkshire and started in September 2020, albeit remotely due to COVID. His employer, a defence contractor, had been very helpful, but Ethan has found that he's had to personally pursue the support arrangement he needs. Despite a tough few years, Ethan has managed to build his confidence up and has built a mental framework for dealing with his sight loss. For someone living with sight loss, make peace or some loose acceptance with it. Stop fighting it, and you'll have removed a barrier that is holding you back. Ethan wanted to share his experience with other young people living with sight loss, as he wished that he had come to this realisation sooner. And last year, Ethan got in touch with Berkshire Vision and has now started working with Kerry to help mentor other young people. If you would like to find out more about how our employability programme can help you, please get in touch with Kerry on 0118 978 2803. That's 0118 978 2803. Or email employability@berkshirevision.org.uk.
Berkshire Vision's Children and Young People. Hello, I'm Carol Barnfather and I'm the Children, Young People and Families Officer. Our younger members have enjoyed more fun, craft, sports and socialising over these past few months. We tried goal ball, taught by a former Great Britain Olympian goal ball athlete, Adam, and have played tennis. Ice skating at Bracknell was a big highlight, as well as visits to Thames Valley Adventure Park, Swings and Smiles in Thatcham, and Camp Mohawk in Wargrave. Some of us were brave and held snakes and beautiful beasties at the One World Animals session. In May, we celebrated the Queen's Platinum Jubilee by having a fun day making crowns and bunting, decorating crown-shaped biscuits and playing games. We also played tennis and some teens had a try a train event to help them gain confidence in travelling on trains. I'll now hand over to August to tell you about the tennis.
Hello, my name is August and I am a young member of Berkshire Vision. I went to play tennis with Berkshire Vision and thoroughly enjoyed the session, though it was cut short by a heavy downpour of rain. The sport was made accessible by using tennis balls with bells in them so that they could be heard. Everyone was very understanding of everyone's different needs. Communication was very important in making the sport as accessible as possible, For example, before serving the ball, you would ask whether your opponent was ready or not. The coach of my group was extremely helpful and I learned a lot from him. We especially worked on backhands because that was something I found challenging. He was patient with us and enthusiastic about the sport that you could tell he was passionate about. We did a couple of games which helped me get used to the format, scoring and serving. Lots of people took part and I could tell that all of them enjoyed and appreciated the whole experience.
The Day We Caught the Train by young Berkshire Vision member Daisy, age 13. There's a photo of the teens on the train platform. I'm Daisy, I'm 13 and I have no sight at all. I travel by train with my mum. I love catching the train because I love listening to all the stops the train has to stop at. It makes me keen to learn about the places. Travelling by train is so much more interesting than someone else driving you to places. The passenger assistance I use is just a ramp because the step is a challenge, but luckily the ramp makes that more accessible. My mum and I find the passenger assist team really helpful and really friendly. I get around the trains and the stations by my mum sight guiding me. On Thursday, in the February half term, Berkshire Vision and Great Western Railway put together an event for teenagers to make them feel like they can get on a train without hesitation. At the Berkshire Vision office, two people from Great Western Railway gave us a talk about passenger assist and what we can do ourselves to make travelling by train more accessible for us with a visual impairment. Because we were going to the station, it would only make sense to then hold and touch things you could find at stations. My favourite thing to touch was part of the train track. And there's a picture of the teens holding items that you will find at stations. After we felt some of the things you could find at stations, we then all travelled to the local station. When we got to the station, we then got an audio-described tactile brief tour of the station. After that, we got on our train and travelled to Blackwater Station. It was really nice to catch the train with some of my friends from Berkshire Vision. Everyone really enjoyed it. Passenger assist. To make catching the train accessible, one of the most useful and easiest things you can do is book passenger assist. Passenger assist is an access arrangement which will help you navigate around stations, platforms and trains. The service offers support such as a ramp, a helping hand, a guide, along with so much more. To find out more about Passenger Assist, go to the Great Western Railway website, or you could download the Passenger Assist app. You can book assistance by phoning 0800 197 1329 or by using the Passenger Assistant app. And there's a photo of two of the teens using an accessible information board. Understanding Deaf Blindness. An article by Deafblind UK. A lady once came up to our stand at a low vision event. She had sight impairments and was wearing two hearing aids, indicating to us that she was hard of hearing. She saw that we were representing Deafblind UK and said to me, "Wouldn't it be awful to be deafblind, those poor people?" What she didn't realise was that she herself was actually one of the nearly 400,000 deafblind people in the UK. Despite common misconceptions, deafblindness actually means a combined sight and hearing impairment, to the point where someone's communication, mobility, and ability to access information are impacted. Deafblindness comes on a huge spectrum, ranging from someone struggling to see and hear the TV, right through to them not being able to see or hear anything at all. However, many people with deafblindness are able to hear and or see something. Many people with low vision don't identify themselves as being deafblind, but might be aware that they don't hear as well as they used to. It is important for us all to recognise the signs of sight and hearing impairments in ourselves and in our friends and family, and to understand that support is available if we need it. Dual sensory loss is a completely different condition to a sight loss plus a hearing loss. An easy way to think of this is to imagine hearing impairment as the colour blue and visual impairment as the colour yellow. When the two sensory impairments, or in this case the colours blue and yellow, come together, they become something new, dual sensory impairment. Or in this analogy, green, a totally new colour with different properties. Early signs of deafblindness include asking people to repeat themselves or to speak louder, difficulty hearing the TV or radio or music, or having to turn the volume up high, not hearing the doorbell or the telephone ring, complaining that people are mumbling or speaking too quickly, finding it hard to understand unfamiliar people, avoiding using the phone. Realising that you may have a dual sensory impairment can leave you with questions and concerns. At Deafblind UK, we support people with any level of combined sight and hearing loss to carry on as normal and to build their confidence and independence. We offer understanding and advice as well as practical and emotional support. Our wide range of services are designed to help you continue to live the life you love. We provide a friendly, accessible helpline to answer your questions and offer support. Help with technology so you can stay connected. Opportunities to socialise and make new friends. One-to-one help accessing services and getting you the help you need. Seaside holidays where you can relax and unwind. Well-being and emotional support for difficult times. Care and support at home if needed. Open Hand magazine. Support for carers, friends and family. You can find out more about Deafblind UK on their website, www.deafblind.org.uk. Here at Berkshire Vision, we have a dual sensory loss group that meets once a month. Recent activities have included bowling, baking, and a sensory tour of Kew Gardens. If you would like to find out more, call us on 01189 872 803. Advertisement. Clearview C1. Featuring a 21.5-inch widescreen and a high-definition camera, the unique C-shape provides you with more working space for reading a favourite newspaper, enjoying craft work, or writing a cheque without being restricted in movement. Sale price, £1,495. RRP, £1,885. Seeing without limitations. When we started to develop the Clearview C, we wanted to eliminate all of the difficulties users experienced. After extensive research involving our clients, we came up with a completely new design. Reading from top to bottom. With a document placed on the movable table, the camera is positioned so that you naturally read from the top of the page. You no longer need to pull the reading table into your stomach to start reading. This design is unique to desktop video magnifiers. Enjoy greater freedom with more working space. The left-sided C-shaped design provides you with more working space beneath the camera. Enjoy reading from broadsheet newspapers, viewing photograph albums and practical craft work without being restricted in movement. Call 0800 145 6115 for a free home demonstration.
Getting involved. Berkshire Vision is a member-centred charity, and we love to hear from our members and have them get involved in other ways. So how can you get involved? Ideas. If you have an idea, no matter how big or small, please let a member of staff know about it. We'll always consider your ideas, but please do understand that it's not always feasible to do everything or to do it straight away. Ongoing constructive feedback. We're always happy to hear feedback, both positive and where we may be able to improve a service for all our members. Member surveys. From time to time we may conduct surveys. This could be a quick questionnaire or a more formal survey that may be sent on email or completed over the phone. Your feedback from these will be invaluable and will help us to ensure that the charity has the maximum input. We really do appreciate your time with all of these and your help. Members' voice. A cohort of our members kindly give up their time to give us more detailed information when we have a specific project or development. We're always looking for additional members for this. So if you'd be interested, please get in touch. Or volunteer. We love our members to volunteer with us. We're lucky to have a large and a wide range of visually impaired volunteers. Some members volunteer on virtual activities, as telephone befrienders, as realise befrienders, and as tech buddies. Each one is an important member of our volunteering team, helping us to deliver our services. If you'd like to find out more, then please get in touch with Jill or Kerry in the volunteer office. To get involved, speak to a member of staff, call us in the office on 0118 987 2803. That's 0118 987 2803. Or email info@berkshirevision.org.uk.
Leaving a legacy. Berkshire Vision has been operating as a charity since 1910. Its longevity is partly due to money it has received through legacies. This money has enabled us to grow and evolve and offer services such as tech buddies that could not have been imagined 100 years ago. It can be argued that legacies are about life. They can be a reflection of what a person has enjoyed and experienced and would like others to benefit from in the future. After providing for your loved ones, please consider leaving a share of what is left to provide services to improve the lives of visually impaired children and adults across Berkshire through Berkshire Vision. To leave us a gift in your will, you will need our address and our charity number. Our address is Berkshire Vision, Middleton House, 5 Early Road, Reading, RG15LR. And our charity number is 114-6413. Many thanks.
Advertisement. Humanware. Humanware's Explore Portable Magnifiers. Explore 5. £425. The perfect carry-in-your-pocket portable magnifier. From reading TV listings, menus and food packaging to medicine box details, you will find lots of uses for your Explore 5. Explore 8, £740, provides a superb image for close-up reading and distance viewing. With an 8-inch screen and easy-to-use buttons, magnification and settings can be changed instantly to suit your preferences. Explore 12, £1,395, the new 3-in-1 portable magnifier for reading, writing and distance viewing, includes a writing stand and carry bag. Explore 12 is a new, simple-to-use, full HD quality magnifier, excellent for near and distance viewing. Explore 12 makes writing so enjoyable, but you can take it out of the writing stand and use it to read wherever you are. The versatile Explore 12 will allow you to restart your hobbies and enjoy looking at family photographs again. Explore 12 unlocks the power of reading and writing. All Humanware products include a 2-year guarantee and a 45-day money-back guarantee. Call free phone 0800 587 2589 or visit www.humanware.com for more information and videos. Interest-free credit is available with Divide By.
Get in touch. Please get in touch if you have any stories, experiences or recommendations to share these with other members of Berkshire Vision. Marketing and Communications Officer Claire would love to hear from you. Her telephone is 01189 872803. 0118 987 2803. Or her email, Claire, C-L-A-R-E, claire.matthews@berkshirevision.org.uk. If you'd like to receive your Insight magazine in a different format in the future, please let us know. Insight is available in large print on email or audio. That's USB, CD or email. Again, contact claire.matthews@berkshirevision.org.uk for more information. Berkshire Vision's at Middleton House, 5 Early Road, Reading, RG1 5LR. The information telephone number is 0118 987 2803, or you can email info@berkshirevision.org.uk. The website is www.berkshirevision.org.uk. Our charity number, 1146413. Facebook, www.facebook.com/Berkshire Vision. Twitter, @Berkshire Vision. LinkedIn, www.linkedin.com/company/Berkshire Vision. Instagram, @Berkshire Vision. Supporting the visually impaired.